See if you can recognize this man. He paces up and down nervously. He looks at his watch, flips the television set on and then off. He picks up the morning newspaper and reads it for a second time and then a third time. Then perhaps he goes outside and tosses a softball around with one of the children. Then he makes himself another cup of coffee, opens another pack of cigarettes, and looks at his watch again. He turns on the radio to listen to the fourth news broadcast of the day, and then pours another cup of coffee and looks at his watch. Soon it'll be midday and he can have a drink. Now he drums his fingers on the table and snarls at those who cross his path, and then he begins to pace up and down, wondering, will this ordeal ever come to an end? And who are we describing? American humankind on vacation. That's not all that bad, some of you will say, and I suppose not. There are Americans, actually, who do enjoy their vacation. And a lot of us say that we do, even though we come home irritable, worn out, and nervous, and sore in muscle and skin. And we've had at least a few good fights with other members of the family under our belt. Now, you can have a good time on vacation, but do we ever consider it as really a time for relaxation and re-creation? You see, for us Americans, the American way is to make relaxation a really big deal, to make enjoyment a really major enterprise. And of course, recreation is a heavy obligation. Americans don't play golf, go fishing and hunting or hiking in the woods simply because it's a pleasant, relaxing thing to do. Americans go out there to perform, to accomplish, and above all, to win. You are under a solemn obligation to enjoy your vacation, so you really get out there to enjoy it. And when that day comes on your vacation when there's nothing to do, then of course you fail. You feel that you have failed that obligation. Now, it might be the American way, but it does not sound at all like what Jesus had in mind when, with his gracious charm and concern, he invited his apostles to come out with him to an out-of-the-way place and to rest for a while. And probably they too wondered what right they had to rest with so much to do. And above all, they wondered, and we do too, what does religion, vacation, have to do with religion? Vacations in our lives are very necessary, but only too often they become awkward escapes from this demanding routine of daily life into which we get caught. We usually go on vacation because our family and our spouse want us to go on vacation. Our employers expect us to, and it's strange if we don't. And of course, because everyone else does it. Because we can sit down in the sun or play golf or swim and play tennis every day on vacation rather just on weekends. So we take a vacation. But what does that have to do with religion? And why was it that the people who wrote the gospel stories that we just heard thought it was worthwhile to record, to mention the day off that Jesus invited his followers to take. Did Jesus really feel it worthwhile to go on a picnic, to take a day off and rest in his own busy life? Maybe days off are more religious than working. Days off, weekends, picnics and vacations can and should really become profoundly religious events in our lives, at least as we grow older. Now, we Americans, burdened down as we are with so much guilt, balk at this. We no longer seem to understand the religious dimension. We have lost our sense of the religious dimension of rest, so that our vacations, our time off, so often turn out to be unrelaxing and unrewarding. We forget that not by bread alone does a man live, and not for work alone do we exist. On the contrary, our human nature is most fully human when it has time and the opportunity to play, to fantasize, to think in depth, to reflect, to talk, to celebrate. Remember that work is not the result of human sinfulness. We as a people would still work, even if it had not been for the mythical sin of Adam, though it probably would be more pleasant. Nor is work a necessary evil. Work is a positive good in our lives, and is not intended either as a means to a greater end, like contemplation or prayer. Creative work can be a good end in itself, and it is. And yet, when all of this is said and done, relaxation, play, prayer are really more noble, more human activities than work. And in our periods of play and relaxation, we come closest, if we allow ourselves, to what the joys of paradise will be like someday. I sometimes wonder, when people don't know what to do with a Sunday afternoon, how they can possibly plan on spending eternity creatively. Most of us human beings, through much of the course of our human history, have had to work pretty much all of the time. Every day of the week, every day of the year, from sun up until sundown. And that's why the church, very early on, began to struggle against that kind of constant oppression, as did the Jewish religion before that. The Sabbath was originated as a day of rest, so that the slaves and the ordinary folk of Israel could be dispensed from the obligation of their kind of servile work, so they might have a little time not only to rest, but to pray, to think of God. A time to become recreated, a fallow time. In the Middle Ages, to amplify the Sunday rule against servile work, the church even invented a vast number of holy days. from which the modern word today, holiday, is taken. So that the slaves and the serfs would not be ground down into the earth by the lords of the manor. Holidays, holy days, vacation, all of these were religious in origin. For it was religion that invented them, underwrote, validated, and justified the idea that if we people are ever to become more fully human, people had to escape from the burden of daily work. And it's only really rather recently, through affluence, industrial technology, and the unions, that made vacation an integral part of our daily life. For ordinary Americans, a vacation is religious because it is a time given to the enrichment and the development of the total human person. Anything, just anything that will help us to become more fully, more completely human, is necessarily religious of its very nature. We become more like the creature, the person that God intended us to become. Our potential becomes more deeply realized. That is what we should do in our time off. That is what it means to play. Now, here's the catch, of course. Being Americans, we are so burdened with guilt. And if any of you still think that the transition from work to recreation is easy, it means you really have not paid very much attention at all to your own personality or your own overall lifestyle. And people who retire at whatever age from their lifetime work to a period of retirement also discover the same difficulty. To recreate, to retire, is a very serious adjustment in our life. It takes a great deal of effort and understanding and patience. And perhaps the most difficult part of it all is overcoming those guilt feelings that somehow or another it does not seem right for us to stop working. And still, if we look around at the Good Shepherd image, we discover in the both readings today that the Good Shepherd really is concerned for our total well-being, our personhood. And it does indeed want us to relax and to rest and to enjoy ourselves, to find an opportunity to cultivate, well, first of all, to discover the inner resources that each one of us has planted way deep down in our being. And having found the inner resources that we have, to cultivate them, so when the time comes to retire from work, we have that gift. And when we feel guilty about the readjustment to vacation or retirement, we should remember that we are doing what the Good Shepherd wants us to do. We are really preparing to discover the meaning of our life and preparing to meet the Father someday. That's what retirement is all about. And our times of play and vacation are preparations for that kind of retirement. It's almost the end of July, and for many of you, you've taken your vacation. Others of you still look forward to it. What was it like? What will it be like? Did we really make the most of our opportunity to shift gears, to recreate in the deep sense of the word recreate, to become a new creation during that time of play? Did we really play, reflect, perhaps even pray, not as work, but to pray as an opportunity to think deep thoughts in depth, to think about the rest of the year and perhaps the meaning of life. That's the invitation the Good Shepherd gives today, to come aside. The promise from him is that he will refresh us.